Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet and Mirtz Hashem today. We will be learning Daf Reish Ayin Tes Amid Beis. We pick up today on the bottom of Reish Ayin Tes Amid Aleph with a new Simen, Simen Tav Tes Vav, Shaloi La'arei Ve'ruvei Tchumen Elo L'dvar Mitzvah, the idea that we only create an Eruvei Tchumen to expand the reach of our Tchum for a Dvar Mitzvah, Uboi Dalet Se'ifim, and here we have four Se'ifim. Our learning today should be a schos for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanasuna Batsaru Bashivya, Haim Dimbe Bayom Bain Bayabasha, Hamakim Yerachim Alehem, the Etsia Mitsaru Lervacha, Mayafela Laura Mishibul Gula Hashtabagal of Isman Kariv and Amar Amen. Our learning should be a schos Rafu Shalema for Achia Godel, Meshamer Ben Esther Fradel, Yitzhak Ben Siain Ben Dusha, Rivka Bashi Relea, Chavadasa Basrezel Serel, Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuva Malkachana, Trani Bas Batsheva and Yeruchim ben Masha, they should all have a refuah shalema. Besoich Shar Chole Yisrael, says the Mechaber, Simin Tuf Tes Vav Sif Aleph, bottom line of Reish Ayin Tes Amen Aleph. This is a concept that we've already discussed several times, and here we have it codified in the language of the Mechaber. Ein Ma'arvin Eruvei Tchumin Ela L'Dvar Mitzvah. We only create an Eruvei Tchumin for the purpose of facilitating a dvar mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Aleph. Ela l'dvar mitzvah v'yesh machloikis bein ha-poiskim. Having said this, there is an interesting machloikis between the poiskim. D'yesh ha'imrim, and this is really a machloikis rishonim. D'yesh ha'imrim, there are those that say, and if you take a look in the Sharetzin, Ois Katan Aleph, the Chavetz Chaim brings this down from the Beis Yosef, who brings it down from Rabbeinu Yonason, from the Rajba, not only the Rajba, but also the Chen Hugam Das Rashi. So this is a serious shita in the Rishonim, says the Mishnah Berurah. D'yesh ha'imrim d'zedavka kisha erev bepas. When do we have this restriction that we only create an Eruvei Tchumen for a Dvar Mitzvah? That's when we're using a bigger chiddush of an Eruvei Tchumen. When we make an Eruvei Tchumen using pas, when we change our Mokum Shvisa using the device of an Eruvei Tchumen of Mazin Shtei Seudais, so that we're being kind of Mokum Shvisa when we're not actually there at the onset of Shabbos, we're acquiring a Mokum Shvisa because our Pas is there, our Mazin is there, and therefore even though we happen to be somewhere else, but we say, okay, the Iker Das of a person is where his Pas is, his Mazin Shtei Seudais is over there, so he's kind of Shvisa over there. That's when we have this restriction. But if somebody wants to be kind of Shvisa by actually being at the place where he wants to be kind of Shvisa during Bein HaShmashos, Avo B'Marev B'Raglov, Mota Lechatchila Af L'Dvar HaRishus. If you want to be kind of Shvisa somewhere else by actually being there, that you could do even for a Dvar Rishus, because after all, that's where you are. If that's where you are during Bein HaShmashos, so okay, so you're kind of Shvisa over there. Are you going to go back home? But all right, I was actually there to be kind of Shvisa. That you could do even for a Dvar Rishus, say these Rishonim. They came in Sheyoshiv Shom Ba'atzmai, the kind of Shvisa B'Yeshivasai. Since he's actually there and he's being kind of Shvisa by being there, I feel a Dvar HaRishus Mutter. This would be mutter even for a Dvar HaRishus. That's one day in the Rishonim. However, V'yesh Ha'imrim, this is Tosfos, the Rosh, the Rambam. So V'yesh Ha'imrim, De'ein Chilek Bein Pas Bein Raglav. There's no difference if you're trying to adjust your Makom Shvisa using an Eruvei Tchumen of Pas or by actually being at the intended Makom Shvisa. Which means that what you did is you went before Bein HaShmashos, you went out to your intended Makom Shvisa, you camped out over there for Bein HaShmashos, and then you went back home. So you're going over there for the express purpose of creating an Eruvei Tchumen. But there are those that say that even in that case, Dein Chilek Bein Pas Bein Raglav, La'olam ein ma'arvin lechatchila ela l'dvar mitzvah. You cannot adjust your makom shvisa only if you're doing it for a dvar mitzvah. Uvemekayim tzarech yesh lahakel kedeya harishayna. The Mishnah Berurah says that if there's a pressing need, we could be makel like the first opinion, who says that you could do this even that you could be ma'arev beraglov for a dvar rishus. Now it's very interesting. We have seen, you know what? We'll come back to this. All right, so the Mechaber said that we only make it a Ruvei Trumin for a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, turning back to Reish Ayin Tesef and Aleph, the Mechaber gives us a list of examples of what would be considered a Dvar Mitzvah. Kigarin, for example, says the Mechaber, Shel Yoreid to Leilech LeBeis HaOvel. If somebody needs to go to a Beis HaOvel, somebody is sitting Shiva. Generally speaking, we're not Menachem Ovel on Shabbos, but under pressing circumstances, sometimes there is such a concept. So somebody needs to go to a Beis HaOvel. Maybe he's going to be Menachem Ovel, which again, we don't really do on Shabbos, but maybe he's going to see the Ovel, or maybe the Ovel has other needs that he needs to attend to. So this is a mitzvah. Kigoyin Sheyer Reitze Leilach LeBeis HaOvel, Oy LeBeis HaMishta Shel Nisuin, or he's going to the Seuda of a Chasana. Back in the day, it was quite common to make the Seuda of a Chasana on Shabbos because of poverty. They didn't have money to make a big Seuda for a Chasana, but a Shabbos Seuda they were going to make anyway. So it was commonplace to have a Simchas Nisuin on Shabbos. So if somebody wants to go to the Seuda of a Chasana on Shabbos and he needs to adjust his Makom Shvisa and his Trom in order to do so, that would be considered a Dvar Mitzvah. Oy lahakpil pnei rabbi, or if his Rebbe is coming close by and he wants to be able to go see his Rebbe on Shabbos and he needs to adjust the reach of his Trom in order to do so. Oy chaver roi shaba min haderech, or maybe he has a friend who just came back from a journey, you know, arriving home safely from a journey. That was a big simcha. Going out on traveling on a journey was considered something very dangerous. So it was a big simcha to greet somebody when he's coming back from a journey. That would also be considered a Dvar Mitzvah, v'kiyotze be'elu, or says the Mechaber, any other such type of event or need would constitute a Dvar Mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois Katan Beis. So the Mechaber mentioned a Simcha Shel Nisuin, right? A Beis HaMishta, a party, a Suda of Nisuin. Now let's remember that Me'ikar Adin, when it comes to Halacha, the a Yiddish marriage constitutes two parts. The first part of marriage is Kiddushin or Erisin. That's what we see by a Chasana Hareat Mekudeshes Liba Tabasu Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. That's the Kinyan Kesef. The Chasan is giving something of value to the Kala, and by doing so, he's Mekadesh the Kala. The Kala is now considered an Eishes Ish completely. She's Usher to everybody else. However, the Chasan and the Kala are not yet going to live with each other until the second stage of marriage, which is Nisuin. Back in the day, sometimes there would be a long period of time between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. Nowadays, we basically do Kiddushin and Nisuin pretty much at the same time. Back in the day, sometimes they would do Kiddushin and Nisuin wouldn't take place until 6 months later. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, nice cotton bays. The Mechaber says, a Simcha Shel Nisuin, that's what would be considered a mitzvah, and for that you can make a Ruvei Trumin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, who had in Su'das Erisin. It would also be true if they were making the Kedushin and not yet making the Nisuin, they would make a Su'da to celebrate the Kedushin and the Erisin. That would also be a Su'das Mitzvah. Oy Su'das Kinyin, or what the Mishnah Berurah calls a Su'das Kinyin. What's a Su'das Kinyin? Well, when you go to a chasana nowadays, all the way at the beginning of the chasana by the chasid's tish, they usually have the tanoim. What's the tanoim? The tanoim really is a document that was written up between the two sides, between the parents of the kala, the parents of the chasan, and they made certain commitments to each other, financial issues, etc., etc. And they were makabel kinyan. The two parties would make a kinyan to kind of officialize and memorialize the agreements that they made between them. And sometimes they would make a party when they would make this tanoim. So it's called a Su'das Kinyan. Nowadays, in many places, it's what's called a vart. In some circles, a vart is just a celebration of engagement. But in some places and in some circles, they actually make the tanoim at the vart. So that would be a Su'das Kinyan. And that was also considered a Su'das Mitzvah. Shenoyeg in Lasei Sa'achshav, the Su'das Kinyan that some people make nowadays. Shekam Elu Su'das Mitzvahim. These type of Su'udais, a Su'das Erisin and a Su'das Kinyan, says the Mishnah Berurah, also constituted a Su'das Mitzvah, and therefore you would be allowed to make it a Ruvei Trumin to go to such a Su'da. Nisui Bas Kayin Li Yisrael Ama Oretz. If you have a daughter of a Kayin who marries a Yisrael, but not only she married a Yisrael, but she's marrying a Yisrael who's an Ama Oretz. And Am HaAretz in this usage connotes not only somebody who's not knowledgeable when it comes to halacha, but somebody who's not careful about halacha. Somebody who we know is not careful about keeping melacha. Now, a bas kayin really should be marrying a kayin. A bas kayin, it's very chashuv to be a kayin. So really, we want a bas kayin to marry a kayin. We don't want a bas kayin to marry Yisrael. But all right, she's definitely allowed to marry Yisrael. But now over here, we have a bas kayin who's not only marrying a Yisrael, so she's marrying somebody, so to speak, beneath her station, but she's marrying a Yisrael who's an Am HaAretz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the sui bas kayin li Yisrael, a chasana where you have a kayin, a kayhenes, a bas kayin, marrying a Yisrael Am HaAretz, or another case, a bas talmud chacham. You have the daughter of a talmud chacham, Am HaAretz, who's marrying again an Am HaAretz, somebody who's not careful when it comes to halacha. This says the Mishnah Berurah, eina su'udas mitzvah. He's quoting the Gemara Pesachim Amem Tes Amad Aleph, where the Gemara says very clearly that this is not considered a su'udas mitzvah. We're not interested in celebrating the idea that a kehenes went ahead and married a Yisrael Am HaAretz. We're not interested in celebrating that a bas talmud chacham went ahead and married an Am HaAretz. And therefore the Gemara in Pesachim says this is not a mitzvah. It's not a su'udas mitzvah. Ubechuvas Chavis Yar, the Chuvas Chavis Yar Kosov writes, the Akshav in Lono Am HaAretz Shedibruch HaChomim Kan, Chuvas Chavis Yar says, Baruch Hashem, we don't really have those type of Am HaAretzim. Now, we certainly do have those type of Am HaAretzim. I think what it means is that in our circles, when we talk about an Am HaAretz, we're usually not talking about somebody who's very negligent when it comes to halacha. We're talking about somebody more who's ignorant. He's just not knowledgeable in halacha, but not somebody who's mezalzel in halacha. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim says now in the brackets, im loy kishiyadua she mezalzel b'mitzvahs. If we know that we're talking about a chasana, where the chasana is somebody who's mezalzel b'mitzvahs, he's pashut negligent when it comes to mitzvahs, and he's careless, and he's mezalzel. It's like he treats it very offhandedly, and he's even mezalzel, even chas v'chalila makes fun, or treats halacha lightly. That's definitely, would definitely not be a simcha. The Le'adifa Me'aretz Amuska Bashas. Such a person is no better than the Am HaAretz that the Gemara is talking about in Pesachim. Such a person is a terrible person. The Cholshkein certainly continues the Mishnah Berurah. Imhu Bas Am HaAretz La Am HaAretz. If you have the daughter of an Am HaAretz marrying an Am HaAretz. These are not things that we want to celebrate. The Cholshkein. Imhu basama aritz lama aritz the kuli am heavy subdus mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying like this. The Mishnah Berurah is coming from the Gemara in Pesachim, and the Mishnah Berurah is saying, look, a bas kayin, a kehenes that marries a Yisrael Am HaAretz, not a simcha. We don't want to celebrate that. Not a subdus mitzvah. You're not going to make it a ruvit chumit for that. Bas tamal chachum, who marries an Am HaAretz, not a subdus mitzvah. We're not going to make it a ruvit chumit so that you could go celebrate such a thing. Chuvas chavis yar. Okay, when we talk about an Am HaAretz, we're generally not talking about the type of Am HaAretz that the Gemara in Pesachim is talking about. The Cholshkein certainly says to Mishnah Berurah, "Hu bas Am HaAretz Lama HaAretz." If we're not talking about a terrible thing where you have the daughter, the girl is mamash a bas kayin, the daughter is a bas talmud chacham, and she's marrying Am HaAretz, but instead we have a bas Am HaAretz to an Am HaAretz, you know, daughter of an ignorant person to another ignorant person. We're not going to say that that's not a simcha and you can't celebrate such a thing. The Cholshkein Am HaAretz Am HaAretz Lama HaAretz, the Lekulei Alma Hevi Sudas Mitzvah, that would be considered a Sudas Mitzvah. Okay, however, Im Yadua Shalei Yenhagu Sham Kados, if it is known that at that chasana they're not going to be acting properly, what does that mean, says the Mishnah Berurah? V'yirkadu Sham Bachurim U'Besulais Yachad. There are going to be boys and girls dancing together, mixed dancing. Bevadai ein kan mitzvah l'arev. There is certainly no mitzvah to mingle with such people and to be part of a celebration. Kedei leilech l'sham l'samcham. To go there and be mesameach that chasana kala. You have a chasana where you know that they're going to be acting in a way that is contrary to halacha. Then we know that's not a mitzvah to go over there and be part of such a thing and to be misamer such people. Where the Chavetz Chaim writes extensively about this. I remember when we said shir on this. The Mishnah Berurah over there writes extensively, and he brings down the language, the very strong language of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, speaking about chasanus where they have mixed dancing, and it starts off with the mixed dancing of single boys and single girls, and then it becomes mixed dancing of married men and married women, and then it becomes mixed dancing of married men and married women dancing with people who are not their spouse. So you have a man dancing with somebody else's wife, chas v'chalila. It's a terrible, shrek-looking thing. Bevade ain't come mitzvah l'arim, k'de le'el l'sham l'sham. The Paiskim write in Evan Ezer Simich Samach Beis, they knocking the Varech Bekigoin Zesh Asimcha Bimainai. By such a chasana, when they sit down to bench, they cannot say, Nevarech Elekenu Shasimcha Bimainai. This is not a simcha in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom. The only exception where we would say it's okay to go to such a simcha is if you know that by going to such a simcha, you might be able to prevent them from acting in such a manner. If you know that by going to such a simcha, that they're going to be ashamed, they're going to be embarrassed to act this way in front of you, so by being there, you're going to prevent them from acting in this way. In such a case, it would be a mitzvah to go there. Ice cut and gimel. Another example that the Mechaber gave was to go greet your friend who is coming back from a journey. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yulein HaChacham, even if the friend is not a Talmid Chacham, the Chashav is a mitzvah. This constitutes a mitzvah, came to Abam and Aderech, since he just came back from a journey, which was a big simcha. V'das El Yerabba, the Bechaver HaChacham, Ayrid El Yerabba takes the position that no, when the Gemara speaks about greeting somebody who comes back from a journey, he's talking about a Talmid Chacham, and that would taka be a mitzvah, because then you'll end up speaking and learning with him. Or any other type of such simchas. Kigoin, for example, says the Mishnah Berurah, sometimes you have a case where these people who are charged with taking care of the tzibur, they know that on Shabbos afternoon there are things that they have to look into. And maybe there's some place that they have to go to take care of the needs of the tzibur. And they have to be able to reach that place, so they need to adjust their tchum. Or if you have to go to a bris milah, certainly that's a huge mitzvah, and the suit of a bris milah is a suit of mitzvah. Maybe somebody needs to adjust the reach of his tchum in order to be able to go daven with a minyan. Or if somebody finds himself outside of his city, he wants to be able to get back home to be able to daven. You have cases like where you have to go redeem hostages, chas v'chalila, or you have a chachama, a midwife, who needs to go help a woman in childbirth, or you have a bala hatzel min akutim. It's necessary to travel someplace to save a town or people from eina yehudim marauders, yoytzim af bala eriv. Then you'd be allowed to travel outside of the tchum, even without an eriv. You wouldn't need an eriv in such cases. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Ramah Hagah, another case of a mitzvah would be, you want to go for a shpatzir, you want to go for a Shabbos afternoon walk, on, or in this case, Yom Tov afternoon. Or on Shabbos afternoon, the pardes in an orchard or a garden, sheyesh by simcha, which is a joyous thing, bazeh mikri dvar mitzvah. This kind of oinig Shabbos and oinig Yom Tov would also constitute a dvar mitzvah, in the context of this halacha. That's enough of a dvar mitzvah. To go for a pleasant walk with your spouse on Shabbos afternoon or Yom Tov afternoon, to be able to go to the beautiful garden and go for a walk, that would be enough of a dvar mitzvah to allow you to create a iruvei tchumin, to adjust your tchum. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cotton hay be pardei sheyesh by simcha. Miu pashut, but it's obvious. The mayri be simcha shall heter. Only if it's going to be an oifen shall heter, it's going to be something that halach is not going to frown upon. But says the Chavetz Chaim, unfortunately, something that had become commonplace in his time. The Ezim Kaimais in certain places, Ba'ayores Kedolais in the larger cities, Sha'oiskin Sham Behoilulus, Ubihisarvas Zacharim Unikevais, where people would go for walks in the gardens and in the parks. But it would be for the purpose of mingling men and women and boys and girls, and it would be halalus, it would be people acting frivolously with kalus reish, Lazeh bevadai ein la'arev. You're not going to make an erev to allow to go to such a place. Dimikri dvar avera v'loy dvar mitzvah. That would constitute a dvar avera, quite the opposite from a dvar mitzvah. U'kvar tzavchwal ha'lelelzu kama gedolim. Many gedolim have already screamed about these kind of activities. V'ashem v'nafshoy yirchak me'lelech sham. People who care about their nefesh would be careful not to go to such places and to distance themselves from such places. Etc. Says the Mechaber Vayter. Oy mipnei, third line down, middle of the line. Oy mipnei ayira, or somebody has to be able to travel because of something frightful that's taking place. Keep going, for example. If it's necessary to run away from any Yehudim, or from robbers, or any such similar case. So that would also certainly be a dvar mitzvah to be able to set up an eruve trumin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kanvav min akutim, sheyitzaru oisai, people that are harassing you, ayigbu mimena mamoin, or you're afraid that they're going to come to collect money. What the Mishnah Berurah is doing over here in Reis Katvav is, he's saying, the Mechaber is telling you that another case where you could make an Erev because it constitutes a Dvar Mitzvah is if there's a need to escape from Einam Yehudim. Well, what kind of case are we talking about? If we're talking about what is a danger to life and limb, you don't even need an Eruv Etrumen. So he explains what the Mechaber means over here is where you're being harassed. So you want to set up an Eruv Etrumen. So if these harassing pro-Palestinian, protesters are going to come, you should be able to get away from them. The wonderful progressive people that we have nowadays. Or it's money collectors. They're going to harass you for money. So then you would need an Eruv Etrumen. You would be allowed to make an Eruv Etrumen for such a purpose. But, continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'miyesh bazach shash sakon, of course, if there's any kind of danger, af b'loy Eruv Mutal Avrayach, he'd be able to run away even without an Eruv. Okay, four lines down in the Shulchan Aruch, right by the Ois Katan Zayin from the Mishnah Berurah, va'oz mutal le'lelech afilu l'dvar harishus, says the parentheses over here, in any of these cases where I'm describing to you that there's an Indian of mitzvah that allows you to make an Eruv Etrumen, in all of those cases, once you make the Eruv Etrumen for the Dvar Mitzvah, then you're allowed to travel al paim amalach ruach from that new makom shvesa, even for something that's not a Dvar Mitzvah, for something that is optional. Zion says the Mishnah Berurah as mutar kaya kalasif anal. The parentheses are going back on the entire sif, where it's Leimar, and the intention of these words are the kevet the kanesham eruva bishom tzarech mitzvah. Once you're kind of shvisa in a new place with an eruva trumin, and you were allowed to do so because it was considered a tzarech mitzvah, now mutar lelalechas alpayim aflu dvar harishos. Now you're going to have alpayim amalach ruach from that new makom shvisa, even for a dvar rishus. The last words here in the mechaber in sif aleph v'im erim shaloi leecham bikalelu. Let's say you made an Eruv Etrumen, and you didn't do it for a Dvar Mitzvah. You did it for a Dvar Rishus. Does it work? Says the Mechaber, if you went ahead and you made an Eruv Etrumen for a Dvar Rishus and not for a Dvar Mitzvah, you should know, harei zeh Eruv, it is a good Eruv. Now, this is an interesting question that always comes up. Are the parentheses, what it doesn't say, Hagah, they the words of the Ramah or not? This phrase over here in the parentheses is a little bit specious to me, and I'll tell you why. I don't have to tell you why. Really, you could see it in the Sharet Zion Ois Katan Yod Aleph. Says the Chavetz Chaim in Sharet Zion Ois Katan Yod Aleph, there's really no chiddush in the parentheses over here, right? The parentheses says, once you made it a Eruv Etrumen for a Dvar Mitzvah, you have that new Makom Shvisa even for a Dvar Harishus. Says the Chavetz Chaim in Sharet Zion Ois Katan Yod Aleph, the Gama Mechaber Moideloze, right? The Mechaber agrees to that. There was no reason for the Mechaber to say it. You know why? Because the closing phrase of the Mechaber of Sif Aleph tells you even a bigger Chiddush. The Mechaber tells you you should know. You're only allowed to make an Eruv Etrumen for a Dvar Mitzvah. But if you went ahead and you were over, and you made an Eruv Etrumen for a Dvar Rishus, you should know it works. Well, if that's true, then certainly if you made an Eruv Etrumen for a Dvar Mitzvah, certainly it works even for a Dvar Rishus. In Kei Koshkein, Hechi Shetchilas Ha'erev Ha'il Dvar Mitzvah. Certainly if you made it for a Dvar Mitzvah, Shemut Rachakach Lotzei Saf L'Divrei Rishus. So the Chafetz Chaim points out over here in Sharetzina is Katan Aleph that, hey, the Mechaber didn't say these words. Well, you know why? Because there was no reason for him to. Because at the end of the Sif, he says even a bigger Kiddush. Okay, so then why do we need the parentheses at all? The Mechaber didn't say it because he didn't need to say it. So why does the parentheses have to say it? That's a very good question. I don't know. And the Chafetz Chaim doesn't give me an answer to that. But if you notice, it doesn't say Haggah. And I wonder, therefore, that these, I'm guessing, may not be the words of the Ramah. Somebody saw fit to stick it in here. Now, he's come, it's not false. It's coming from a Torah. It's coming from a Gosh Ashri. But we didn't need it in here because it's going to be obvious from the words of the Mechaber. So I don't know who put it in there and why it had to be put in there. But there's definitely a good chance to me that this was not the work of the Ramah. Okay, that concludes Sif Aleph. Okay, one more Sif today, Sif Beis. Four lines off the bottom Reish Ayin Tes of Beis says the Mechaber. Ein ma'arvin eruvei tchumin bein hashmashos. You're not allowed to set up an eruvei tchumin during bein hashmashos. You have to set it up. You have to put down the mazon shtei sudos before the onset of bein hashmashos. V'im erev, but if you did make an eruvei tchumin during bein hashmashos, eruvei erev, the erev would be an effective erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kan Ches Eruvei Tchumin. The Eruvei Chatzeres Mutar L'Chatchila Bein Hashmashos U'Kedela'el B'Sivud Reish Samach Aleph Sif Aleph. In Reish Samach Aleph Sif Aleph, we learned that you're allowed to make an Eruvei Chatzeres even L'Chatchila during Bein Hashmashos. But Ve'Eruvei Tchumin Chomer Mimenu, Eruvei Tchumin is more stringent than Eruvei Chatzeres, D'Yesh Smach L'Eruvei Tchumin Mikra, because the Isser of going out of the Tchum, and therefore the concept of Eruvei Tchumin has a basis in the Pasuk. It's a Din D'Rabbanan, but the Chazal had an Asmachta, they based it upon the Pasuk of Al Yetzei Ish B'Mekaymai, B'Yayim HaShabbos, so it has a Smach from the Pasuk. Now what's going on over here? What's the issue of making an Eruvei Tchumin during Bein Hashmashos? What would be the potential issue of making an Eruvei Chatzeros during Bein Hashmashos? This is something that we learned about earlier. And the problem over here is that when you make an Eruv, it's Nira Kemisakin. It looks like you're fixing or repairing something. In what sense? Well, let's take Eruvei Chatzeros, for example. Right now, you're not allowed to transfer a Keli Shoshavas Babayas from the Bayas to the Chatzer, a Keli Shoshavas Bachatzer from the Chatzer to the Bayas. You're not allowed to transfer from one house in the Chatzer to another house in the Chatzer. And by the device of Eruvei Chatzeros, suddenly something that was Aser, something that was prohibited, is now going to become Mutter. So that's Nira Kemisakin. It looks like you're being misakin something. And Tikkun Maneh is something which is Aser on Shabbos. Therefore, potentially, there would be an Issa D'Rabbanon involved in making an Eruv. Now, when it comes to the Eruvei Chatzeros, we allow you to make an Eruvei Chatzeros during Bein Hashmashos, even L'Chatkila. Why? Because right away there's a mitzvah involved in making an Eruvei Chatzeros. Not only that, but the prohibition of transferring from the houses to the Chatzer, vice versa, from one house to another house in the Chatzer, is only an Issa D'Rabbanon, it's not an Issa D'Raisa. So as much as you're being misakin something because you're rendering something that was awesome in the Rabbanon and now you're making it mutter, but it's only an Issa D'Rabbanon that you're remedying. You're not remedying an Issa D'Raisa. And also, we want you to make an Eruvei Chatzeros. We learned that there's a mitzvah lahader achar Eruvei Chatzeros and Shetufei Mavuos. Why? Because we're afraid that without an Eruvei Chatzeros, people are going to end up being over Isurei D'Rabbanan. So we want you to create an Eruvei Chatzeros in order to protect against people, chas v'chalila, being over Isurim. And therefore, even l'chatchila, we allow you to make an Eruvei Chatzeros during Bein Hashmashos. Now, Eruvei Tchumin would potentially present the same issue. When you make an Eruvei Tchumin, it also looks like you're being misakin something. I want to be able to go 4,000 amos away from where I am now on Shabbos. Right now, with my default tchum, I can't do it. If I go ahead and I set up an Eruvei Tchumin, I'm being misakein, I'm, so to speak, remedying a situation because I'm doing what I want. I'm extending the reach of my tchum, and it's going to be mutter for me to go someplace where previously it was aser. So again, it's nirakim misakin. And over here, we're not going to allow you to do it through banish moshes. Why? Because first of all, the tikkun is seen as a much bigger tikkun. Because since the concept of tchum has a smach in the pasuk, while it's not a deraisa, according to most poskim, but it's much closer. It has a smach in the pasuk. So therefore, the tikkun is seen as being a much bigger tikkun. You're being misakin something that has a basis in the pasuk. Even though, again, it's not really an issa d'oraisa, but you're being misakin something that has a basis in the pasuk, and that's not the case by Eruv Chatzeros. Also, by Eruv Tchumen, you're not doing something that's going to protect anybody from being over isuri d'rabbanon. That's not what it is. Okay, right now you have a tchum that allows you to go so far. Okay, if you're not going to be able to make it a Eruv Tchumen, you won't be allowed to go further than that. But it's not pshat that we want, it's not like by Eruv Chatzeros. By Eruv Chatzeros, if people aren't going to be allowed to transfer from their houses to the Chatzeros, we're afraid that somebody's going to do it inadvertently, and he's going to end up going ahead and being over on Yisurei D'Rabbanon. Over here, you know what your tchum is. You're not allowed to go. You won't go. Finished. So it's both, it's a bigger tikkun, and it's not going to protect against somebody being over Yisurim. Therefore, we're not going to allow you to do this during Bein Hashmashos. Okay. Ice cutting test. Having said that, the Mechaber said, V'im Erav Eruv Eruv, but if you did make it during Bein Hashmashos, it is going to be effective. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mishum Disa Tchumen Hu D'Rabbanon Usfeka L'Kula. Because the bottom line is that the Isser of traveling outside the Tchum, we Paskin, is an Isser D'Rabbanon. If you made an Eruv Tchumen during Bein Hashmashos, okay, what's Bein Hashmashos? Safik Yoim, Safik Laila. So on the tzad that Bein Hashmashos is Yoim, you made the Eruv Tchumen during the day. On the tzad that it's Laila, you didn't. Okay, so it's a Safik. Sveikid Rabbanon, we go Lakula. We're going to say that you went ahead and you made the Eruv Tchumen when it was Yoim, and therefore it is effective. Omikamakim, having said that, says the Mishnah Berurah, Safik Hunacha Eruv Aloi. That's all good when you know that you made an Eruv. It's just a Safik, did you make it at the right time or not? Then we could say Sveika Lakula. But if somebody is a Safik, whether or not an Eruv Tchumen was even made, Gara Mizeh, that would be worse. And over there, we would say that there is no Eruv. V'chamavur la'el, v'simen tuf tes sivav ayin sham. It's cut yud. If you made it during Ben Hashmashos, Eruv Eruv, v'ayesh cholkin desiv gimel, and siv gimel, we're going to see that there is a dissenting opinion to this. The sphere lehu, they hold gambazed the puzzle, that even an Eruv Tchumen that was put down during Ben Hashmashos is puzzle, kevin shaloi hoyo la'eruv cheskes kashrus, because this Eruv never had a definite cheskes kashrus, and therefore the dissenting opinion in Sif Gimel that we will see Mir Tzeshem tomorrow would disagree with this opinion. We're going to pause over here. We'll continue next time with Sif Gimel. Thank you for joining me for Limud HaTorah. The source of Limud HaTorah should be making against Klai Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah Shasen, Yeshua Sirfuas, Parnasa, Shadukum, Tolos, and Need. We should be Zaychit to see the B.S. Gold Tzedek, B'mherev, Yameinu, Amen. Be well.